We hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We're excited you guys are here. We're going to get started with our worship this morning. So I invite you to stand and sing with us.
Your name, oh yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will. I count on one thing. You're the same God who never fails. Will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. In the waiting, the same God is never late. He's working all things out. You're working all things out. Oh yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley.
Let's pray together. God, it is pretty easy to sing that when our heart is heavy, we'll sing with joy. It is a choice that a lot of times we just don't go there. And for that, we ask your forgiveness. We've been reminded this morning in these two songs that you are good, you're real, you're with us, and no matter what comes our way, we never, ever have to go through it alone when we walk with you. You don't owe us an explanation. You're not, you don't put up for a vote the things that we are going to have to wrestle with and walk through, but you will love us, you will be consistent, and you will give us everything we need. Help us to remember that, and God, as we worship you, not just do it based on emotion and because things are going well now, but help us to realize that you are the same, you're good. There is no name above yours. There is no one greater than you, no one that loves us as much as you do. Help us to renew our commitment to you today, and for anyone here that doesn't yet know you, I pray that they will be inspired by the baptisms or the stories of gratitude, and that they would find you in the midst of a broken world. They'd find the one God, the true foundation. We love you, but most of all, we're just grateful you love us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You can have a seat. I am glad you're here. We started this tradition some years back that the Sunday after Thanksgiving, that we would do two things. One is we would focus on gratitude. And so we do this open mic time. You'll see this in a little bit, where anybody that wants to can come and tell how how they're grateful to God for what he's done this past year, how he's carried them through. But before that, we're going to do baptism, and I wanted to explain that to you. We have five people being baptized. A couple things about it. We asked the people being baptized, who is someone who's had a significant impact in your life and you becoming a follower of Christ, and we let them pick who baptizes them. I don't think we have anybody on staff baptizing today. We have family members, we have friends, we have, the Bible never says who does the baptizing. It just says once you've made a decision to follow Jesus, as soon as you can, be baptized and show it publicly. Baptism doesn't make anybody a Christian. It's a picture of what's already happened in their life. We're doing it in this tub. This is Fairfax County tap water. There's nothing holy about this water. We're going to do a holy thing with it in just a few minutes. You're going to see, hear people tell their stories, and you're going to watch them. And there's a singular picture that's going to tell us two stories at the same time. When the person baptizing them puts them under the water, they go all the way under, they're brought all the way back up. And that's the first picture is this, that the basis of our faith is that Jesus came for us. He lived, he died, he was buried, and he was resurrected. And his resurrection proves that he's God, proves that everything he said is trustworthy. And the basis of our faith is not our promises, what we're going to do for God, but that God did something for us that we desperately needed and could have never earned. The second picture is that the person goes under the water, and there it's a picture of, I'm giving up my old way of living, me in charge, and I'm now going to live under new management. I'm being raised to live this new life as a follower of Jesus. Perfectly? No. But progressively becoming more and more like him and being used by him to make a difference in the world. Absolutely. So we get to do this together. There are going to be five stories. You're going to hear them different ways. I'd like to pray, and then we're going to celebrate baptism with some new friends. God, you are at work. There are so many ways that you are working behind the scenes, and sometimes the curtains pull back and we get to see it. For these baptisms, we're grateful, and we pray that the stories will inspire all of us to either look at our own life and decide we need to accept you too, or for those of us that know you, that we would decide we want to be part of your team in helping as many as possible come to know you. We commit this time and this part of our service to you in Christ's name. Amen.
I became a follower of Jesus by my mom starting to take me to church. And then I just got more interested and I started praying to God. And when I had trouble either at school, I had a bully, or even at like swim classes, there would be some troubles and I would pray to him. And after a while, it would play out. The ABCs are another way to follow God. The A is admit that you have sins and you do things wrong. The B is believe that Jesus died on the cross for all of us to help us get through our life. The C is choose. Choose to follow God and choose to be grateful of who you became. I want to get baptized because I feel ready and proud of myself of how far I've gotten so far. I feel courageous and I just feel like it's the time to do it. And even though I'm a kid and I've seen grown-ups do it, I feel like it's okay to do it now.
If my friend asked me how to be a Christian too, or he or she wanted to know about it, I would say to follow the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gratefulness, and self-control. Those are all things that can help you get to a Christian. Following God has helped me become a better person and get over some of my fears, and just being proud of myself and also helping others. My life has changed multiple ways when I follow God. I have had troubles in the past with school and sometimes just at home with my siblings. I pray and it helps me a lot, and it makes me trust Him more and believe that He is true and helpful. I'm Ariana. I'm getting baptized today because Jesus is the Lord of my life.
Ariana, I am so honored to be the one. Oh, yeah, it's gonna hurt. Sorry. So excited to see what God does in your life. You're such a blessing and such a joy. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So this is David Prester, and he's about a foot taller than I am. We've known each other. Is this your anniversary today?
No.
When was the wedding?
It was in March 26th. Yeah, 26th.
We met when he and Natalie got married. And David has just recently made a decision to accept Jesus. And we always ask people, write out your story. Tell us a little bit about what happened. And he described him. I've never heard anyone say it before. He described himself. He says, it's like a ship without a rudder or a ship without a heading. I'm in the water, but I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know where I should be going. And life was very confusing. There were difficulties and just not certain. How do I navigate all this? David's fortunate. He's got a number of people in his life that know Jesus, and he's watched them walk through their lives, walk through life with him, and he's wanted what he's seen that they have, and the common denominator's relationship with Jesus Christ. So he has made that decision to accept Jesus. And he said, you know, what has changed, my circumstances haven't. I'm still dealing with a number of things and having to navigate it, but I don't navigate it alone. I have someone with me, and I have this confidence and this hope, and I am sure that in His hands, I'm in the best place possible. It's really good to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
So based on your acceptance of Jesus as your Savior and leader, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good morning. It's my privilege as a parent to have this moment with my daughter. Like most parents, you know, you dedicate your child to the Lord when they're born, and then you expose them to what the gospel is about. You read the Bible with them, you pray, you show them all the super book videos, you do all of those things, and then you slowly wait for them to take on the faith by themselves. And in the last few years, through a lot of difficulty, a lot of hardships, I've watched Rebecca take on just a decision of her own, a decision to read her Bible, a decision to pray. And so it was, I'm thrilled that she's decided to be baptized. And, you know, we were overseas for a long, long time, and the whole baptism process, I think, seemed very complicated, when in reality, it should be as simple as they've made it here. So it's with a great privilege that I get to baptize my daughter. So, coming this way. All right, Rebecca, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I baptize you.
Prayed about this, Lord. Don't cry. So it is such a wonderful experience to be a parent and get to baptize your kids. Melanie is my third, and she's only six, but let me tell you, we've talked a lot about heaven and God and Jesus and what he did, and she definitely is ready, and she just loves Jesus with all her heart, and she knows she wants to spend the rest of her life with him here on earth as well in heaven. And so it's an honor to be able to baptize Melanie, and she is so proud because she really wanted to tell everyone about her ABCs. She worked very hard on it. So you think you can tell them?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna lift you up just a little bit.
Okay. A is cement, B is believe, C is choose.
That's right. So Melanie, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, hello. I am lucky and blessed enough to have two to dunk today. First, we are going with our 13-year-old Savannah. We are so proud of her. She's a straight-A student, and she goes to a Christian academy after her school. She's been asking to be baptized for some time now, and we are just so lucky and blessed to have found New Hope Church to provide this opportunity for us all. So Savannah, if you are ready, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, switch spot. Now this one is Elijah. He is 10, he's also a straight-A student, and he is wise beyond his years. He has always had a calling for Jesus in his heart. This summer, we were at a campground where we attended a couple of the campground services, and he learned some lessons about Jesus that he still carries with him today, and I am so proud of him. So Elijah, take off your glasses. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I love it when we have baptisms. sometimes you're not really sure what to expect, but it is so, so cool. And to see, I had someone ask me earlier who gets to baptize, because they hadn't seen a family member or someone like baptized before. And I think it underscores this thing that the most important classroom our kids ever will have is in their home. Whether you're public school, private school, however you do it, this home school is really, really important. They're picking up all kind of values, and they're picking up attitudes, and especially when it comes to faith. I know some people say, well, I don't want to say much about my faith. I don't want to stack the deck. I don't understand that. Just live it honestly and real. Kids will make their own choice, and adults will too, but to live it out and where they see it is, well, anyway, it's phenomenal. We're going to do our open mic now. Let me explain what we're going to do. We have these two tables here. They each have a microphone on it. There are some verses that we have used over the years whenever we're thinking about this idea of gratitude. One of them is 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." I don't have to be thankful for all my circumstances, but in the midst of whatever I'm going through, I can be thankful because I have a God that is with me and will never, ever, ever rip me off. Another passage, I'm going to read this to you in two translations. The Colossians 4:2 in the New Living, it says, "Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and thankful heart." I've memorized it many years ago in an older translation, the New American Standard, and it said, "Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving." This is a choice that we make. Being grateful, being thankful, it is a deliberate mindset of how I'm going to view things. It's not based on how I feel. It's not based on how things are going in the moment. It's based on this understanding that no matter where I am and what I go through, there's a God that is with me. And He'll use even the most difficult of circumstances for good, not just in my life, but in the lives around me. So here's the house rules. Any of you that are ready to, you can come down to one of these tables. We'd ask you to give us your name. Be brief. We want as many people as possible to be able to speak. Don't be negative. One year we had a teenager that got up and she said, "I'm just thankful this year my mom wasn't as big a jerk as she was last year." Genuine gratitude, I believe, but it's not what we want to express. So we don't want to put any person or any group in a negative light. We don't get political. This is really what we're doing, is expressing thanks to God for how He has cared for us, walked with us through our lives this year. So I'm just going to open it up. Anybody that's ready, come to one of these tables, pick up the mic, speak, and we're going to take the next 15 minutes of just expressing gratitude. And if no one comes down, we'll just look at each other. We've never had that problem. So when you're ready, if you'll come to one of the tables, get a mic. You know, we're timing it, and
I'll get there next Sunday.
Look, Gary cut in. We have a support group for this kind of thing later.
Okay. Hi, my name is Sarah Johnny. We've been coming here with my husband since 2019, and my four-year-old daughter, Charlotte, we love it, and just so thankful that we found new hope when we moved here. I've been a follower of Christ for most of my life, and I knew that it wasn't going to be easy, and man, I was so wrong. So I guess I'm 37, and I was diagnosed with cervical cancer at 31. And I've been fighting since then, pretty much. It's been nonstop since 2022. I've had every single surgery. I'm actually starting to do chemo again on December 8th for the third time on December 8th for my third recurrence. This has been a very, very hard challenge, but it has, oh my goodness, my love and trust and just relationship with God has gotten so much stronger. It has just brought me to trust in him and know that he's going to do what he is going to do. It's his will, and I'm just going to follow it. It's so hard because sometimes it really, the circumstances and what might happen is not great, but I know where I'm going to be, but I know that God is with me every single step of the way. So I am so thankful for having that opportunity to become closer with him through this. And I'm so grateful for the prayer warriors that I have and the support system, because not everybody has that. And it's just like, I know a lot of people are like, why are you so like happy? And I'm like, well, it's just, I'm thankful. There's so much to be thankful for. And those are my two big ones. So thank you.
Thank you. It's a perfect picture of circumstances are not what anybody would want, but we don't need to be the victim of our circumstances. We need to wrestle with them and deal with it, but know that there's a God that's right beside us all the way. Thank you so much.
Brief? Okay. That's hard to do. I'm Gary Feth. I got introduced to New Hope through a daughter who was having issues, and Becky took her under her wing, and so did Rusty. And we came to New Hope as the first time. I remember the conversation I had with Rusty. At one point, I thought I might be an agnostic, and it took a while for me to get past that. The church helped it. I was invited to a men's small group, and there was no way I was going to go. I lied 20 times and said I was going to go and didn't go. And then some guy that happened to be Rusty's brother-in-law called me one day and said, would you like to go to a small group meeting? I said, sure. The doorbell rings, and he said, well, good, I'm at your door. I will take it. So years later, I became a small group leader. So this is in two steps. If you are not in a small group, I suggest you do it. There are so many groups that are offered at New Hope that are just strength and help. Two of the people that I'm in group with right now are in the hospital, and visiting them is helpful to them. Back to my story is in 2018, I had cancer, had neck cancer. My wife had breast cancer, and we got through that. Later, my wife died. She's now in heaven. My daughter-in-law is in heaven. And I have a son that's in heaven. All that happened, we lost three people to heaven too. Jesus in 6 months. Very, very difficult time. People ask me, how did you do it? And frankly, it wasn't difficult because I had Jesus. If I didn't have Jesus, I never would have been able to handle it. So I just encourage you to love Jesus, love your neighbor, and support each other as you do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
Hi, my name is Melina. My daughter, Nora, wanted to come up here and say something.
I am thankful for the earth and my family and the Christ who built it and made my family and my house and everywhere I belong.
Okay, and I just wanted to say that we're grateful and we're thankful for God for looking after our dada and my husband, who's been overseas in a very dangerous area since June. I don't know if you remember, Nora's baptized here in June, and he was the one that did it. And so we pray every day that he stays safe, and thank the Lord he has been. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Emmanuel. I am 10 years old, and I am just grateful for everything. that is good, that helps people, my family, everything I have, because some people have it worse. They're living on the street, and I have parents, my mom especially, who takes care of me, feeds me, and does everything I need. I'm also thankful for my dad. He's also taking care of me. I'm grateful for all my family, my aunts, my uncle, and it's a really tough time, but some people have to learn that sometimes during tough times, you gotta learn how to make through it. I'm also just thankful that I'm alive and everything I have. I love sports. Soccer is my favorite sport. I wanna be a soccer player when I grow up, and I'm trying to train on that. That's all I'm grateful for.
Hello, my name's Evelyn. I'm thankful for my mom and my dad and brother, and I wanted to say that I'm thankful that I get to come here and watch other people get baptized so I can learn for the future.
Some of you feel a little ashamed because you've got some young people up here that came to the mic and you're like, your palms are like dripping. I couldn't do that. I don't know what I'd do. Anyway, I appreciate it. And, you know, it may sound simple, but being grateful for family around us, being grateful for those that we can easily take for granted, there's something about that that all of us need to stop and take a moment and think through that and let them know. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, my name is Jenny Herzog, and about this time last year, we found out that my husband had extensive cancer in his thyroid, and it had spread to his neck and chest, and it was scary because the doctor painted a pretty bad picture. She was trying to explain, you know, all the things that could go wrong in surgery and things like he might not be able to speak again. He might not be able to eat. He might, you know, just all these different scenarios. And he had his surgery December 12th a year ago. And going into it, I just felt like I really needed prayer warriors, because I've always believed in the power of prayer, and God just gave me this idea to set up a spreadsheet, and everybody could sign up for like a 10-minute slot that they would pray for my husband and my family and the doctors, and we had 200 people that prayed and covered him through the entire thing, and I just felt so much peace about that, and sitting there for 13 hours waiting for him to come out of surgery was just, you know, torture normally, but I just felt peace. And I had loved ones and friends that came and spent that time with me. And when he came out of surgery, it was like every worst case scenario was switched and he had the best case scenario. And it was just amazing to see how God worked. And I know he doesn't always give us everything we want, but in this case he did, and I'm so grateful that my husband's here today, and I'm just grateful that God loved us through all that. Thank you.
When I was like, this was about last year, our family was going through a lot. My sister had gotten a spinal surgery for scoliosis. She had it pretty bad. It was hurting her. But the entire time she was, like, struggling a bit, she had some funny moments, but our family was, like, through a whole lot last year. My mom had to go into the hospital multiple times for surgery due to a blood clot in her intestines. And nearly got killed by a doctor because he gave her the wrong medicine and didn't listen to her, but it was just a rough year last year and a bit of the year before that. Our dog had also passed away right around spring last year, she had just gotten to the point where she was old enough and was in so much pain we just couldn't bear it. But when, like, directly 12 hours after she passed, there were crows just outside her house constantly, just cawing. They do this thing for mourning, like fallen other crows, where they call like that. It's just sad to see. But I'm thankful for God for helping us through this time.
We've got time for one, maybe two more.
Well, my name is Alicia. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus, and I'm grateful for this building. I'm grateful for every small group leader that's attended here, and most often times the staff at a church gets overlooked. So I'm really grateful for you, Becky, your son-in-law, and your daughter. I recently joined a small group. I went to a women's event, made new friends. Being in student ministry here on Sunday nights for the past year has given me the opportunity to minister to young girls, but also be ministered by them. So I'm grateful for every parent that brings a young kid, every person that goes through a struggling thing and walks through the doors of Celebrate Recovery. But most oftentimes, I'm really grateful for everything God has given me with the friends and family that I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Antonio. I'm kind of nervous, so I'm not going to be too long. I want to just be like thankful for my parents, like my family, because I feel like I don't tell them that enough. I like to be in my room a lot. I like to keep to myself. I don't like to talk to them, but I just want to let them know that they are loved, and I love them a lot. And I'm just truly thankful that God has, that keeps them here. And, I'm really thankful for all of them. I just wanted to say that.
I want to tell everybody I'm extremely thankful for all the men in my small group. If you're not in a small group, highly recommend it. I kid you not. It's a prayer answered more than anything you can ask for. The group of guys, everybody contributes. Everyone just makes it exciting. We meet on Thursday nights, and you just really feel the Holy Spirit of everyone contributing. If you are not anyone, please get yourself plugged in. It's gone beyond just the Thursday nights. All of us have just become deeper friends within Christ. I can't thank the guys enough. In addition to that, if anyone's listening, not just the gentlemen, but their families that encourage them to go to the men's group. They see the difference. They encourage them to go, and they see the difference. It makes it exciting. I can't stress it enough to join a small group. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Alberto.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Good morning. I'm Alberto Maxwell, and this has been a very difficult year for my family. We have had sorrow upon sorrow. We lost our son, and 3 months later, my wife lost her sister. It would have been very difficult for us if we weren't part of a group like this. The building is not the church, the people are, and we were reminded of that every time someone wrapped their hand around us, a card, someone called just to lift our spirit up. My good buddy Willie called it every day to make sure that I'm okay. It just made me see a little clearer that you are not alone. You have the Lord in your life, and then you have believers like those here present today, and some of you that I don't see that we got condolences and upliftment from, especially the small group that my wife is in. It's unbelievable. Had we not have that support, I think things would have been very dark. But with the support that we got from this congregation, it just made things much easier to bear. And I would just want to thank everyone for that. Thank you much.
Thank you, sir. Let's see if we can get that. Oh, thank you. We have a new member of our tech team.
I'm thankful for my family and pets and everybody at this church, and just I'm thankful for everything God's given. I'm thankful for church, so I get to learn about God, and I get to get through my troubles and just to live an awesome life.
Hi, my name is Cynthia. I'm a relatively new attendee. I wanted just to say that I'm thankful for my husband. The last 8-9 years of our life have been very difficult, mostly because of losses that I've had on my side of the family. I've dealt with some pretty immense grief, and I can honestly say that if it wasn't for him, I would be so lost, and I'm not sure that I'd be here today. Thank you. I love you so much. His love and his support and friendship towards me has never unwavered, regardless of how difficult I may have gotten at times. So I love you so much, and thank you.
Hi, my name is Kaylin. What I'm grateful is for the people I talk to at church and in my life every day. It's kind of my support that the Lord has given me throughout all the tough times that I've gone through. And to know that people like talk to me and are able to kind of also, I'm their support, is very helpful to know that people care and I care about them.
Hi, my name is Christina. I'm thankful for everything.
I just want to say I'm thankful that your church has a Celebrate Recovery program. It's been absolutely amazing. And I want to thank you for, the $6 million box thing. Yeah. That was utter chaos. Utter chaos. But that was one of the most enjoyable nights I've had in a long time. So thank you for the $6 million box thing, but most importantly, thank you for having a program, Celebrate Recovery. Thank you, appreciate it.
My name is Hadley, and I'm thankful for my family.
Hi, I'm Lynn. I think you know me from the worship team. I promise it won't be long, but this is the Cliff Notes version of my testimony. I would like to thank God, my father, just for chasing after me, chasing me down until I had nowhere else to turn. He chased me, and he overwhelmed me with his provisions, mercy, love, presence, every moment of my life. I had plans for my life, plans for a singing career, and marriage with a whole lot of children. But instead, he engineered circumstances, and I found myself with a career in medicine, which I now can't imagine myself without. And he was with me through it all, through all the challenges that I had. Because medicine, as you know, is not filled with a lot of African-American women like me. But he was with me all the way. And I did find to meet and marry the man of my dreams, which was another engineering feat from God. And although we celebrated 25 years together recently, and although I never had or birthed children of my own, I can say that I'm a happy grandmother of 8 and probably more coming. So I thank God for this year, just for his just wagon train blessing. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm just feeling extremely grateful for God's love for me this morning. Just about a year ago, I went through a really hard breakup where the person I thought I was going to marry unexpectedly broke up with me. And I remember the bitterness and the anger that I felt. And I felt, sorry, I don't know why I'm crying. I felt disregarded and set aside. And I remember feeling like that was going to be forever, that I was never going to feel what happiness and what joy felt like again. And all of a sudden, God met me, and he just reminded me that he was my first love. He was the person that pursued me endlessly, and he loves me as his child, and he created me in his image. And there's a love like that that is not like anything that this world has to offer. And I am now at a year of singleness, and am so incredibly excited to say that I'm the happiest I think I've ever been in my life, and it's the joy that the Lord can only provide. So thank you.
Good morning, church. I am so grateful I have a roof over my head and I have food to eat. At the same time, I'm also grateful that I have somebody as good and godly as my pastor Rusty in my life to help me stay on the path of righteousness. And I'm also, I have a brain that actually works. Don't laugh, it's funny. And at the same time, I have such great capacity for compassion, understanding, and empathy of others, almost to the point of anxiety. And it's overwhelming, but I know that God gives me this power to understand that others are going through much more pain and discomfort. And I pray for those that are less fortunate, especially those that are victims of war and conflict, and that we may all have more understanding and compassion of others. I also believe in paying it forward, even though I feel sad if I can't do three, but I try to do one a day. Thank you, and God bless every one of you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Julie, and I'm grateful for New Hope because I started coming here a couple of years ago through a referral from a friend, and I haven't come every Sunday. I was a full-time caregiver for my mom, so if I could get someone to cover for me, I would come to church. And I'm so grateful that I did that because I never stopped believing in God, but I felt like I wasn't giving him the full attention that I should. And I don't think I would have gotten through this last year. I did lose my mom in May, and it was very, very difficult. But as a child, I used to cry at the thought of losing my mom, but I don't think I would have ever been able to sit there and hold her hand. And when she passed, it was such a peaceful moment. I don't think I could have ever have gotten through that moment if I hadn't reaffirmed my faith to Christ and became a full-time. Now I'm coming every Sunday, and I'm hoping that to be more involved with the church going into next year. So I'm grateful to New Hope for getting me through this time. I'm grateful to God.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. I'm Jeff Salino, and I had the privilege of coming to New Hope on their first anniversary, which was for me, 32 years ago? So 32 years ago. And I walked into those doors at Garfield Elementary, and I got to know people that admitted they were flawed people, and they were looking to help everyone become devoted followers of Christ. And I can honestly say that in the 32 years, that mission has never changed. And that's one of the things that I like the most about this church, is that is the bedrock foundation. And the venue may have changed, the methods may have changed, it may have gotten more contemporary, but they have been true to their mission from day one, and for that, I'm just eternally grateful. I also have used this platform to share my health situation. I'm a 16-year member now of the prostate cancer group, and I have a very aggressive case, and I'm happy to be here. I'm sad to say that surgery didn't tame the beast, radiation didn't tame the beast, and I still am under an oncologist's care, but we spend more time talking about our kids than we do my cancer, so I'm grateful for that. And I want to use this as a shameless plug for our men's cancer group. So if there's anyone in New Hope, any men that have cancer or friends of theirs that have cancer, please come out to our Cancer Cowboys group, because men need this, I think, because as you women and significant others can attest, you know, we guys are so good at sharing our feelings about this kind of thing, right? So, but no, seriously, if, you know, guys like pizza, we have pizza. Guys like other guys and are more comfortable sharing their situations with other guys, please come out. It's a group that Rusty kind of asked me to help co-lead. I'm certainly not a leader, but I have a heart for men with cancer, and I have a heart for God, and I ask that you come out and join us to the extent you can.
Yeah.
So thank you, New Hope.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Camille King. Thank you, Rusty, for the opportunity to come up here today to be grateful. And one of the things I'm grateful for is Father God, Yahweh, and Jesus. He gave us Jesus, his son, to die on the cross for us, that if we believe in him, we should not perish but have eternal life. And he has given me eternal life. He said he will never leave me nor forsake me, and his word is truth. He's life in abundance. I'm grateful for Jesus, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I love him so much, and he will never leave us or forsake us. And I just want everyone to know that, and he's life in abundance. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Can you help her with the... Oh, you've got the mic in your hand. You're already... Look, you're a pro. It's your turn.
I am thankful for Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit.
And this will be our last one.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Logan, and I just want to say that I'm thankful for my amazing family and a great environment that I live in.
Oh, well, we have, okay.
Said this was going to be the last one. I'm going to try not to shake. My name's Renee, and that was my daughter, Valentina. When she was 1 year old, I found out I had breast cancer, and it was stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, and it has migrated to my brain. So we're working that out, but I am so grateful for God for giving me this life and all the people that have come into my life to support me. That includes everyone in the women's group and my angel, Ashley. I really think God brought her into my life. And that's all I have to say, but thank you.
Thank you. Antonio, that was a great way to close this out. Let me lead us. God, most of us have a load of things that we could and should be grateful for. I pray that today and throughout these next few days that we would take the time to quietly remember how fortunate we are. Even in the midst of struggling with some hard things, whether it's cancer or other illnesses or broken relationships, help us to focus on what we know is true and good, and that is that you will be with us all the way through it. You'll guide us. You'll help us. You'll be our foundation. You'll be our strength. Help us to live in such a way that gratitude really is the focus that we have when we look at our lives and we look at our days. And may we be people that are infectious in our thankfulness and gratitude to those around us. In Christ's name, amen.
Hallelujah. everyone. My name is Steph Schleyer, and I'm here to talk about Jingle Jam. You saw a little bit of it right there. Yeah, so exciting, so exciting. It is coming up this coming up Saturday, the 6th, January. Let's not do it in January. December 6th, and we're going to have two shows this year. But I want to tell you a little bit about how Jingle Jam got started. We started Jingle Jam 5 years ago during the pandemic, and we had a show that was online that my husband and I forced my kids into it, and we did a whole little home video or whatever in our family room, and then we had it online for families to watch during COVID and when we were all at home. And it just sparked something, and now here we are at two shows on Saturday this coming up. So we're really, really excited about that. And so there's going to be a show at 3, and there's another show at 6, and we're doing something else different this year. We're going to have a little pre-show carnival. So the doors will open an hour before the show starts, and we're going to have a bunch of games and cookies and hot chocolate, some crafts to do out in the atrium before the show starts. And Jingle Jam is a very interactive event. We want to have this event to make it super easy, really fun for families to come to, free, easy to invite your neighbor to come to, your friends. I have a couple of teacher friends that have asked their whole classes to come. So I'm really excited about that, about some kids coming from other places. It's a great way to invite somebody to church. And we have games that we're playing in the auditorium during the show, and families can put their names in the baskets for an opportunity to be chosen to play the game. So there's going to be lots happening, lots to do, and I hope you guys will come and that you'll invite your friends. If you have questions or you want to talk to me about it, I'll be at the front door with these little cards. You can take them for yourself or to hand to somebody else that you want to invite. So I'll be there. And then I also wanted to talk about, we had our Christmas market a couple of weekends ago, and it was great. We had so much fun. So many vendors, so many people volunteering and contributing to our Christmas market that we ended up raising $17,000 for Feed My Starving Children at that one event. I know. Really exciting. So thank you. Thank you so much to all the people that participated in that and came. So Feed My Starving Children is an amazing organization that we support every year that helps feed children that are starving around the world. And we have a mobile pack where we pack the food and that gets sent all over the world. And we do this every year. We have now, this last pack that we did, we celebrated our 6 millionth meal being packed. So that's pretty exciting. It was a very exciting milestone for us. And this is the numbers that mean more to me is we fed almost 17,000 kids for a year. 17,000 kids for a year over the last however many years it took us to do the 6 million meals. That's a lot. This year alone, we packed 326,592 meals, which means we fed 894 kids for a year. So that's amazing. Thank you so much for coming out to pack, for volunteering, for donating, for buying shirts, all of that. We really appreciate you guys being involved in that. You're making a difference that's going to last for these kids forever, literally life and death for many of these children. So thank you so much for your support in that. We're going to finish up here with a couple of songs. And if you would like prayer, you can come along the side walls and someone will come down and pray with you or pray for you, whatever you need. We'd love to pray with you. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday, guys.
Thank you, Steph. As we continue into our worship, I really want to encourage you that whether or not you shared during the open mic, we all have reasons to be grateful to our God. And this is a moment where we get to stand before Him and express our gratitude to Him through song. So I invite you to stand. We're going to spend this moment praising Him for who He is and thanking Him for all He's done.
Of my gratitude. as I often do, but every song will stay.
Christ is my firm foundation. joining us this Sunday. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Christ is my first.